Internet. The government is working on connecting the entire country through mobile network coverage and provide free internet connectivity in line with the Kenya Kwanza Manifesto. Speaking to journalists outside the county commissioner's office, the chairman of the Universal Service Advisory Council, James Ongwai, said mobile services are a basic need in the modern age, the reason they will be moving around the country to ensure every person has easy access to internet connectivity. Mobile network is a basic need. It is not good that Kenyans in some parts of the country cannot be able to speak to their brothers and sisters living in other parts of the country, while in other parts, they freely speak to their relatives and friends, he said. He cited Narok, West Pokot, Turkana and Kajiado counties as some of the counties that are underserved, but was quick to say they are working with Communication Authority of Kenya, CAK, to improve connectivity in those areas. We are talking about ICT, which is an enabler of all economic pillars like tourism, agriculture and livestock, mining, education, security, good governance among others, he said. The former Kisii County governor also disclosed that the program has seen 10 schools in Narok County connected to free internet, in addition to 2 libraries and 15 special schools that have been provided with digital learning materials. At the same time, Ongwai said the National Digital Superhighway that comes all the way from Maari-Mahiu to Narok and extends to Bomet counties is in the process of completion. Once it is fully implemented, public places like bus terminus, markets and Olin Timama Stadium will have reliable and free internet connection. Narok Central Deputy County Commissioner, DCC, Kennedy Mwangoma said his office is working with the Communication Authority to identify where there are gaps in terms of mobile network connectivity. Narok County Executive Member in charge of ICT Linus Nairimu said they had identified 33 sites without network, where 10 have already been installed, assuring that the other 23 will be connected soon. He reiterated that they will continue working with the relevant department to curb the digital and development divide.